Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, and welcome to Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show. This is your host, Marcia Carnatelli Minor, and here we are, another glorious, glorious Friday. And why is that so? Because we have this opportunity to be with all of you on a regular weekly basis, and it truly, truly is a joy. We have the opportunity to hear from so many of you with your thoughts and comments, suggestions, all of that, which we really appreciate. So thank you for continuing to contact us in the many numerous ways that there are these days with technology. And, of course, you are listening to Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show produced by our Healthy Referral newspaper, which has been in existence since 1989, and the way I like to say it is that my business partner Tom Katowski and I met in 1986. By 1989, the Healthy Referral newspaper, the Mind, Body, and Spirit Radio Show, and our annual International Natural Health and Foods Expo, Conscious Inspiration, along with our involvement with wonderful whole food products and foods and certain companies that we've been with for a long time, that we basically help you to know how to acquire or purchase, for instance, whole foods right to your doorstep at wholesale and things like that. So there's a multifaceted opportunity when you connect with the Healthy Referral newspaper and this radio show. Our contact information is, I'll give you our web address first, which is www.healthyreferral.com. That's HealthyReferral.com. There are email addresses on there. Any of those will do. My direct email is MarciaCM@yahoo.com, and I'll spell that, M as in Mary, A-R-C-H-I-A-C-M as in Mary, @yahoo.com. The phone number that you can reach us is 216-533-2273. That's 216-533-2273. And we are available to be of help in any way. There's lots of different opportunities. In fact, the one thing I would like to mention up front is that more and more people are inquiring about how they can get involved with us in the Healthy Referral newspaper. So if you are a preventive, natural health, personal growth, positive news type of mission or business, and you are looking for a great venue to get your information out there, then I would definitely suggest the Healthy Referral newspaper. It is a physical, approximately 28 to 36 page full-size newspaper, as well as online. We have the best of both worlds, as I like to say it. Having it be a physical newspaper is very important to us, and to be online is an added bonus. So we are ecstatic about being able to offer the healthy referral in both of those ways. So if you are a mission or business, like I mentioned, just let us know that you would like more information. You, of course, can go to our website, but I always like to say we would prefer you call us to talk with us, because there's lots of different ways that you can be in the healthy referral. And sometimes sending people to our site gives them an understanding of perhaps that, you know, really isn't complete, the way I like to say it. So we would rather hear from you directly so that we can talk to you in person. And, of course, if you are wanting to be interviewed on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show, there are ways that we can create that as well. We are always having more and more people who are really, really wanting to use the airwaves. And since I'm mentioning airwaves, such as the Blog Talk Radio that we are so grateful for, I do want to mention that we are also in process of beginning to air Mind, Your Body, and Spirit out of WTAN in Tampa. So that is something around the corner, and we will continue to be doing it on Blog Talk as well as on WTAN. So again, any of this that you could be interested in or you have questions about, just let us know. I want to also be sure to share about our 16th International Natural Health and Foods Expo, a conscious inspiration, as we like to call it. And this 16th year, we have decided to bring in some other beautiful energies instead of just putting it on ourselves. And what has happened is that, yes, the Healthy Referral newspaper, and also what is called Natural Health Awareness. Actually, you can go to the website because it is functioning now, and you can actually join free at this particular time. So you definitely want to check this out. It's naturalhealthawareness.org. And when you go on there, you're going to see numerous things, including the Healthy Referral newspaper mentioned, as well as the expo. It is not the expo site. It is just sharing some info about the expo. I will give you the expo site in a moment. So, again, go to www.naturalhealthawareness.org and go ahead and join. It's free, and you can then be kept updated on lots of beautiful things. As I was speaking, the 16th International Natural Health and Foods Expo, we have invited the naturalhealthawareness.org. That's our friends Ann and Ren. Also, another organization that has been and is very close to my heart that we are on the advisory board of, and that is NHF.com. And it is a health freedom organization that's been around for 50-some years, doing amazing things. The president, Scott Tripps, is walking parallel paths with us, and it is an amazing journey. So what's happened is the three groups, the Healthy Referral, naturalhealthawareness.org, and www.thenhf.com, National Health Federation, have come together to put on the 16th International Natural Health and Foods Expo. It is September 27, 28, and 29 of 2013 at the Orlando, Florida Convention Center, and that is, of course, Orlando, Florida. And it will be 200-plus exhibitors, loads of beautiful speakers, lots of activities, and it is totally about preventive, holistic health, personal growth, and positive news, which really is the scope of who we are and what we are about. When someone asks us, well, what do you do with your mission and business? We simply say we educate the public about preventive natural health, personal growth, and positive news. We do have our Healthy Referral Foundation, of course, and so there are ways that you can really support the Healthy Referral by donations to the Healthy Referral Foundation, of which we would greatly appreciate and thank those who have and who do support us in that way. And, of course, it's a tax write-off for you. All right, so that pretty much covers the basics, including the expo. I will give you the direct site at the moment for more information about the expo. Now, what we're doing with this site is there's a form up on there that you can express your interest in exhibiting, speaking, sponsoring, whatever it is, attending, and there's no obligation with that form. We are presently finishing up a few things where the exhibitor application will be up there and other things so that people can physically start becoming more involved. So we're excited about that. And, of course, it seems like a long way off, and we know how fast and how quickly time goes by. So we know we need to keep our nose to the grind, as we like to say, in order to really stay on top of this as the weeks and the time come and go. We'd love to have you a part of all of these activities. And the expo is just such an amazing event. To bring people together physically is something that, for me, I have to say it's a natural high. And it's been very interesting to see how people just are whenever they come together like that, and they're so joyful of just joining forces with like-minded people. It's a very wonderful opportunity. So what is today's topic? Now, I decided to just do a 30-minute show today, and mainly because there are some things taking place right now, and actually I'm going to just come out and let you know that there's something real personal that is going on right now, and it has to do with a family member. And we know how many people on the planet are dealing with breathing issues. Now, using that terminology could mean, many things, all right? So let's just go ahead and focus in a little bit more specific. And what might that be? Well, I would say that we could start with asthma. Now, what exactly is asthma? It has been talked about in so many different ways. And so much information can be found about it. At the same time, there are people who feel so strongly that, okay, I have this issue. So I have this deep sense that I can heal this without getting caught up in taking a lot of drugs and or using an inhaler for the rest of my life, for limiting my activities to where I am not really functioning and exercising and playing and having fun the way that I can because I'm concerned about being worked up and causing an asthmatic reaction or whatever other breathing issues one might have. There's not just asthma, of course. And so what's taking place right now is that there is a family member who is dealing with this, and we are looking forward to moving forward and helping to have things such as homeopathy, things such as particular methods of breathing techniques. Now, I know that many people listening say, well, I have no idea what homeopathy is. I have no idea of what kind of breathing techniques that there are available. So how do I really tap into any of this? And that is a very valid question, and we really are excited about sharing this with you today. So what I wanted to actually mention at this moment is, this is a person who emailed me who is a homeopathic physician, and I shared the issue that was going on with this small child, and she replies to me after I emailed her and says, "Dear Marcia, I have successfully treated a number of children by way of homeopathy for asthmatic type symptoms and would be very happy to see you and this small child for a consultation when he is again stable. Please share this with the mother of the child, and I am wishing him a fast recovery. In this toxic world we live in, we can't always avoid the triggers, but homeopathy can boost his immune system so that he no longer gets attacks like this particular one that he is dealing with at this moment." So again, that is from a friend of ours who is a homeopathic physician, and we know her very well. She is doing beautiful work with so many people. So the message is very clear that if you are, even if you're not, and you're just hearing this for the first time, but if you have had this sense that there is a way of healing the breathing issues or the asthmatic issues or whatever you are dealing with along this line, then you are 100% right. And you need to listen to that intuition of yours. It is such a more enjoyable life to go ahead and head in this direction than it is to get on all kinds of drugs that can cause all kinds of issues and just not really set up a path that you would prefer. Now, another that I want to mention, this is, you know what, I'm looking at some of my notes because I can see that there are more questions in regards to homeopathic. So let me just go ahead and expand upon this a little bit more. Homeopathic remedies are often given in such minute doses that none of the material substance can be detected in the body. And so what's being said is that a remedy which, for instance, on the label reads the number 12C has actually been diluted, okay, and what's called success to the point where the original mother tincture is 1 part in 10 to the power of 24. Wow. So Kahneman, who can be considered the father of homeopathy, believed that his special procedures of sequential dilution, followed by what's called the succession, to produce potencies, developed the inner spirit-like medicinal powers of the actual substance, making them very active and effective. And he became convinced that by doing this, it released the curative energy that is inherent in the substance. And the tiny, tiny catalytic dose employed in homeopathy is believed to stimulate, or another way we could say it is trigger off, the body's natural curative mechanisms. So, you know, people are hearing this and they're going, okay, this is very much the first time that, you know, I've been hearing, and that I am hearing any of this, so they appreciate what's going on. Let's see here, some of my other notes I wanted to be sure. So the father of homeopathy also spoke of remedies restoring the body's vital force. And that's what our body is. It is a vital force, and it will heal itself when given what it needs, mentally, physically, and spiritually. So the concept of this vital force has been described by philosophers and physicians and scientists for centuries as the life force, the subtle spirit, the life field, life energy, animal spirit, prana, chi. There's lots of names for it. Just generally saying spirit. So bioenergy or vital force is essentially a holistic phenomena. Now, the word holistic, of course, simply means the whole and the entire. It concerns this whole person, not just its part. So it's the mind, the body, and the spirit, like I mentioned, and recognizes the intrinsic healing power of the body. And so people who are just learning in homeopathy realize that, wow, because this is an ancient, ancient way of doing things. It is not brand new at all. And so homeopathy, like other bioenergetic therapies, for example, acupuncture is another, is concerned with the restoration of the balance or equilibrium of these forces and restoring their optimal strength. Now, another comment that people have said to me can be, well, is it safe for children and the elderly? Well, homeopathy remedies have absolutely no side effects. So when correctly used, they are safe even for babies and children and pregnant women. In fact, taking a homeopathic remedy can be a great way to relieve uncomfortable symptoms of pregnancy, such as morning sickness, without causing harm to the baby. What can homeopathy remedies be used for is another question. So let's touch on that. Homeopathic remedies have been proven over 200 years to be safe and effective in treating ailments and serious and minor ones, acute and chronic, physical and emotional. Now, you heard it correctly, physical and emotional, because our well-being is all of this, not just the physical. Homeopathic remedies are prepared to modern high standards of safety and quality and are recognized as complementary to orthodox medicine. So homeopathy can even be useful in situations where orthodox medicines have been unsuccessful, for instance, such as in treating fibromyalgia, chronic pain, allergies. There's our word allergies again. And, of course, we know, you know, asthma can be triggered by allergies and all of that, as well as diet and air, so many things. So let me see here. There's so much I could cover, but how are homeopathic remedies made? They're made from naturally occurring substances. The majority of remedies are made from plants. About 20% are made from healthy animal sources and a smaller minority from naturally occurring chemical elements and biological sources. Now, I want to make sure that you hear that a smaller minority from naturally occurring chemical elements and biological sources. Also, how about this? You know, did you know there are more than 500,000 known plant species on the planet? Yet less than 10% have been tested for their therapeutic properties. And furthermore, it's reported that with the destruction of things like the rainforest, pollution, etc., at least 10 plant species become extinct every day, and their potential for the relief of human suffering can be lost forever, which is a really sad thing. Homeopathy remedies are prepared according to strict guidelines laid out in the homeopathic, what's called pharmacopoeia. Now, these guidelines are globally recognized standards for homeopaths. That's what the homeopathic physician is referred to, is a homeopath. Homeopathic remedies have to be in compliance with good drug manufacturing practice and are inspected at each stage of the preparation. So when you're thinking of homeopathy, know that it is a very, very, very healthy way of doing things. All right. So there's a lot more that we can touch on in regards to the homeopathy, but I pretty much just want to stop there because we have a very short limited time today, and I want to go ahead and mention another method. It's really a breathing technique, and what I'm going to do is bring some of these people on at a later date for some in-depth interviews. But here's another person who's very close to us and doing beautiful work. She is actually into the correct breathing way of helping people. And again, I'm going to be having more of these people on for interviews very shortly. But I wrote her and expressed about this child going through this as well. And she says, thank you so much for reaching out to me at this time. Sometimes there's a little beep in the background, and I'm hoping that you all don't hear that. She says, you are right that there is a natural solution to breathing problems. I would love to help this child live free of medications, free to do activities, and free of fear of not being able to breathe. We need to stop as soon as possible when he gets out of the hospital. Unfortunately, your story is a familiar one, one that we need to stop. Asthma is so preventable. Drugs only treat symptoms, not the source. And then, let's see, she says, I can meet with the family. Let me know. Knowledge is power, and you will learn how to avoid asthma always. Breathe well and be well. So, again, this is showing you that one can work with their issues in a very natural way. And I want to thank these individuals who have been sharing this information with us. We so, so appreciate it. And again, this is just a brief piece that I wanted to take time on the show today, knowing that I'd like you all to stay tuned, keep watching the upcoming shows, the calendar for the upcoming shows, so that you know when there's more in-depth interviews going on about these topics, because I will be covering more of these. The person who I am helping at this point is one very, very, very close and dear to my heart, only 5 years old, and I know that everything's going to be fine. And the important part is to walk down a path with people who will help you, who can help you, who know how to help you, and who are working and turning lives around in these areas. This isn't just conversation. These are actualities. These are real-life people who also have experienced these hardships and these issues themselves and have turned their life around. And by turning their life around, wanted to help other people. So we just want them to know we appreciate them very, very much. I didn't choose to get into names and all that today because, like I said, we're going to be having future interviews with these people. So, again, please go ahead and get in touch with us. We're coming toward the end of our show today. And go to www.healthyreferral.com. That's healthyreferral.com. Give us a call, 216. That's 216-533-2273. We would love to have you, advertise in the Healthy Referral newspaper, be interviewed on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show, and be a part of the 16th International Natural Health and Foods Expo, A Conscious Inspiration. And remember that the expo is being put on by the Healthy Referral newspaper, by naturalhealthawareness.org, and by www.thenhf.com. That's the National Health Federation.com. We appreciate you a lot. We send out our love. And remember, you can heal naturally. You can live naturally. We are made according to nature. We are meant to live according to nature. So in knowing this, seek out and listen to your intuitiveness and know that drugs, medications, all of this are not the only answers. In fact, sometimes absolutely not the best answer. Sending out lots of love, and we'll see you next week here on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show.